Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Where the music matters, this is listener-powered KEXP 90.3 FM in Seattle, worldwide at kexp.org and the mobile apps. I'm DJ Miss Ashley, and it is my pleasure and honor to welcome to KEXP Clinton Fearon.
Thank you. I want to feel it from within. I need to feel it's my dwelling place. The timing is right.
So
I wanna dance tonight. Yes, I wanna dance, cause I'm feeling so right. Get out of my head if you're not ready. Get out of my head if you cannot rock me steady. Get out of my head if you're not ready,
ready.
Get out of my head if you cannot rock me steady. Cause I wanna dance tonight. I wanna dance, cause the timing is right, yo. I'm feeling so right.
Thank you.
your mother, father, and brother. Go tell your mother, father, and sister. Tell them we bring them music to rock their bones.
Sweeter and brighter tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much. Clinton Fearon live on KEXP. Thank you so much for being here.
You're most welcome. It's a pleasure.
Do you want to introduce your friends you have here with you today?
Oh, my friends. Ha, 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 ha. And keyboards over here and vocal, we have Noah.
Ooh.
The youngest one of the group. Special. Yeah. And drums over here, you know, have Daniel. Daniel over here, Daniel Weiss. Daniel's Weiss, and you know, yeah. New, but against pressure.
Yes.
In other words, important.
Mm-hmm.
Very. yeah. And then another Daniel. Daniel Miller over here on bass. Talented musicians.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle know him, I'm sure. You know? And then Andy Coe over there, you know. Seattle's favorite again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just lucky to play with all these great musicians.
Yes.
You know. And Nelson Bell. He's not playing the bell, but he's playing the trombone.
Thank you. Thank you all for being here.
Man,
you're all
man.
Incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Speaking of friends, you have them all over the world. And on your latest album, Breaking News, you have a different lineup of musicians who are here today. When you're writing new songs, are you thinking about who's going to be playing them?
No, not really. Not really. I'm just excited when someone willingly and wholeheartedly wanna play them because I know something good is gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Once a musician is good and enthusiastic about the song, our songs, I'm good. I know something good will happen, you know.
Yeah.
My first bit is to try and have a good song to begin with. That's where my challenge really is. To come up with some good ideas, good lyrics, good material.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the rest is kind
rest
of...
Follows.
The rest follows, right. But talking about going blank, that's one of the reasons I'm going blank, because I'm here and it's kind of sound a little bit like when I'm in Europe
mm-hmm.
with different musicians, you know what I mean?
Lots to remember.
So a lot of filtering, you know, all different names filtering in at the same time I'm performing, you know, and it's like, oh, it's not the same. It's not the same people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's an excuse. It's an excuse.
It's okay, you're forgiven. The characteristics of Breaking News are not unlike records that came before it. Roots reggae, social consciousness, you know, positivity despite our challenges, my favorite theme of your records.
Thank you.
And your writing. Having started your music career in the late 60s in Jamaica, How have you witnessed the power of music as an effective way to inspire change?
I observe, for example, hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know, how hip hop helped to actually calm the people who are going through struggles. You know, it's an outlet, you know, to speak your mind, you know, and be heard. Even if it's your friends and fans that are hearing you and no others, you know. And fortunately, others are listening, and I watch that grow. You know what I mean? I watch reggae grow too. I watch even dance. I watch dancehall grow too. So music is a powerful avenue, I think, that touch souls. You know, and I think we are all responsible as musicians and singers, what we put out there, how we put what we put out there. That's my philosophy on that. But I think it definitely touch souls. You know.
That's actually a perfect segue to my next question, which was musicians have a huge responsibility with their influence on the masses, and your music always has such an overwhelmingly positive impact on the people it reaches. You can see it in the shows, you hear it from people all the time.
Thank you.
Do you have any advice for young musicians on the art of conveying your opinions and beliefs?
Don't compromise your heart. You know what I mean? Your art is your art, and that's your true gift, you know? And so, you know, just give it your all, from your heart to your art.
Like,
you know what I mean? It's like, you know, the boom, no compromise at all. You know what I mean? And it will take on roots. I'm sure of it. Mm-hmm. You know, because what we are looking for as a people, I think we are looking for truth and steadiness in life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's rough for us, but you know what? When you want some peace and quiet, you go down by the river. That is not changing. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's keep on trickling and keep on. You get some, you know, go to the ocean, some waves, you know, and, you know, birds in the hills, da da da. You know, music does the same thing too. And so, you know, for any kind of art that you're doing, you know what I mean? Hit it from your heart and stays with it. Don't let it go because sometimes someone can come with a lyrics or a topic that, oh boy, oh, and it's a hit. Boom, it's a hit. Mm-hmm. And then you let go your things to do his thing or take off of his or her thing, which is not your lane within the creative phase. You know what I mean? That's not your lane. Stick to your lane and do what you do best. That's my philosophy.
That's good advice. Stay in your lane. You inspire and impact so many people around the world. I like to ask, who or what inspires you to do such amazing work continuously?
Oh, man. I used to listen to Mahalia Jackson singing when I was a kid. You know what I mean? Don't know her. Until today, I still don't know her. I just see pictures, you know. But how she... You hear that she's coming from way down here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I used to get goosebumps listening to her, you know. Then you have people like Ray Charles, you know, same Bob Marley there, you know what I mean? Where just come from the gut, no matter what. You know, there's a lot of artists in Jamaica that was bigger than Bob in Jamaica for a long while, like Melodians, Paragons, Techniques, you know, all of them, you know, Delroy Wilson, they were a big hit in Jamaica, not Bob, you know. Yeah, it was in the mix, you know, mm-hmm. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know what? He never give up what he feel, and lyrics, in melodies, and you know, work on it and perfect that.
Yeah.
See what happen. You know, and if we do the same, if we follow that principle, you will plant your seed too. Because every day you get a little better at what you do.
Yeah.
That's how I think. You know what I mean? And I always see myself at a small percentage. You know, a few years ago, I could say I'm at 10% going for the 100. Today, I'm at 30. You know, going for the 100. You know what
yes.
I mean? You know, so because you're not, don't think that you reach there yet. You know, no matter what people are saying, you don't reach there yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
For me, when everybody have my record in their house and everything is calm, you know, no war again and thing like that, and people respect people, then my work is finished. Yeah. I don't see it yet.
You just keep on going.
I keep on going.
That's right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I know you and Catherine are as vital to so many people's lives as you are to mine and my family. So I just want to thank you for your presence, for doing what you do, for gracing this space today. Everyone should experience Clinton Furon Live. And because of this community, this session is just one way that people can do that. So
thank you very much, Ashley. And I must say, too, not because I'm here, but KEXP, from where they were, KCMU, been supporting what I do from ever since. From I was in Defenders, yeah. That many years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I always play my songs, you know. If it's not this week, it's next week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even one, you know. And, you know, and each DJ come, you know, pick up something and still carry it, you know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I'm grateful for this station too, you know, and for who works there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who embrace what I do because, you know, I alone can't do it. I can do that much more. I can write a little song and play a little song. And then, you know, it's Lou, Ashley, and all the rest of DJs that going to push it out there and let others hear it. So much love and respect.
Oh, back at you.
Yeah.
We're always ready for more music from Clinton, so keep it coming.
All right.
Thanks to the KEXP in-studio crew for making this session possible as well. And thank you for supporting KEXP and bringing these sessions into the lives of everyone who supports KEXP. To learn more or make a donation, go to kexp.org. And thank you for checking out Clinton Furon live on KEXP.